I genuinely think there is something wrong with him. I wish that his family would intervene because I do think he needs mental health help. And I don't think anybody around him that works for him is going to do that because they're benefiting from his failure of mental health, his dementia. I wish somebody would help out the president of the United States.
J.B. Pritzker did not mince words when talking about Donald Trump's very clear cognitive decline. And I want to break a few things down, because if you've seen me on this channel, you know this is something I scream and yell about often. The president of the United States is not doing well, and it is significantly worse than it was just 6 months ago, just a year ago. We already know, obviously, that Donald Trump rambles incoherently, lies all the time, but it is bad, and I want to show you a few things that maybe you haven't seen before. Before we get into it, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel is in the description down below. It'd mean a lot if you checked it out. Maybe hit subscribe. Go such a long way. On this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against Republican media, bring some fresh faces toward the Democrat Party, Gen Z faces. And if you want to help us grow and be a part of this community, all you have to do is hit subscribe down below. Go such a long way. So again, the video you just watched, let's hop right into this. Trump target begs president's family to stop letting aides take advantage of his dementia. This was obviously Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker believes Donald Trump's calls to have him arrested come down to the president's declining mental fitness. And you heard his words there. Quote, I do not expect to be arrested. And the president of the United States says a lot of crazy things. I genuinely think there is something wrong with him. I wish that his family would intervene because I do think he needs mental health help, and I don't think anybody around him that works for him is going to do that because they're benefiting from his failure of mental health, his dementia. I wish somebody would help out the president of the United States. And if you really think about it, he's not wrong because, again, a lot of people in this administration, it's pretty clear if you're able to cozy up to Donald Trump, you know, make him feel like the most important person in the room, you get whatever you want. And we've seen this with the tariffs, right? Donald Trump originally having these Liberation Day tariffs, the big press conference, this is it. All these tariffs for 90 days, 3 days later, they were paused. 3 days it took for him to pause the tariffs. Why? We learned later, reportedly, that people like Scott Bessent had to intervene and wait for Stephen Miller to leave Donald Trump's side because Stephen Miller is always pulling strings, but Scott Bessent says, no, no, we need to do something different. And while all of this is going on, again, from a physical point of view, it's kind of stunning more people don't talk about what's going on with Donald Trump lately because we consistently see one side of his face sagging. This is a video from September 11th. And you see, I truly, when I first saw this, I thought this was AI. And this is not a still photo, by the way. This video is playing. It's obviously pretty zoomed in. But you can very clearly see this side of his face, you know, sagging. And a lot of people talking about this recently. We've seen more photos of Donald Trump during events with his mouth open. Obviously, he has, you know, his hands have bruises on them. His ankles are swelling. And that's just from the physical side of things. Just recently, Donald Trump had a text interview with Jake Tapper of CNN, and he just sounds out of his mind. So what president is doing text interviews? It's so insane. Take a look at this.
Interview with President Trump on the prospect for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas, almost 2 years to the day after the brutal Hamas attacks on Israel. Exclusive new interview with President Trump on the prospect for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas, almost 2 years to the day after the brutal Hamas attacks on Israel, as the president sends out a negotiating team to try to hammer out the details of this deal in which Hamas has agreed to return the Israeli hostages, but several points remain quite unresolved. The president answered my questions on text about his hopes for this nascent deal. I asked him, what happens if Hamas insists on staying in power in Gaza? The president said, complete obliteration. Then I said, I assume you saw that Senator Lindsey Graham interpreted Hamas's response as a rejection, since Hamas insisted on no disarmament, keeping Gaza under Palestinian control, and tying hostage release to negotiations. Is Lindsey Graham wrong? Since Hamas insisted on no disarmament, keeping Gaza under Palestinian control, and tying hostage release to negotiations. Is Lindsey Graham wrong? The president said, we will find out, only time will tell. I asked him, when will you know if Hamas is truly committed or just stringing the world along? And is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on board with ending the bombing, as you called for, and whatever else you need him to do to make this peace proposal a reality? The president said yes on Bibi, soon on the rest.
I mean, those are just bizarre answers. Objectively bizarre, especially the Lindsey Graham response. He's like, well, I guess time will tell. It's like, no, you're the leader of the free world. What do you mean time will tell? It's like you don't even know about your own deals. Pick up the phone and like talk to a reporter. Why are we doing it like this? It's so bizarre. And while this is happening, people have been pushing and asking, hey, how are you doing? Have you done any, you know, mental testing? And Donald Trump often bragging that he's in the best shape of his entire life and he's the smartest ever. Obviously, he's a narcissist. But he recently went on an entire rant about doing well on his cognitive decline test. Take a listen to this.
Lesson for a lot of people. But I also did a cognitive exam, which is always very risky because if I didn't do well, you'd be the first to be blaring it. And I had a perfect score. And one of the doctors said he's almost never seen a perfect score. I had a perfect score. I got the highest score. And that made me feel good. When they asked, would I like to do one? I said, yeah. I said, did Obama do it? No. Did Bush do it? No. Did Biden do it? I definitely did. Biden wouldn't have gotten the first three questions right. No, Biden didn't do it. Biden should have done it. I'm actually a person that believes that if you're president, you should do a cognitive exam. But last time I took a cognitive exam and it was a perfect score. The doctors announced it. And by the way, not the easiest test. The first few questions are pretty easy. Once you get into the middle, it gets a little trickier. And there aren't a lot of people in this room that would get every single question right, I can guarantee you.
You're putting me in a difficult spot. No, next question.
I mean, that is literal insanity. That is complete insanity. And again, look at this room. So many of these individuals, so shameless. They know, they're just looking at Donald Trump like, this guy's insane, but they don't care. They'll sell out the American people. They'll sell out the Constitution. They'll sell out. They'll sell out themselves, frankly, their values, their principles, if they ever had any, to be in the room with the president, make some money, you know, look at the camera, smile, be important. And it's insane. The president of the United States is spending a full minute with a leader from another country talking about how he scored the best score ever possible. No one's ever seen a better score on a cognitive test. It's like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? It's absolutely insane. And just in the last 48 hours, we got notice from the physician to the president saying that Donald Trump successfully completed a follow-up evaluation today at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, that he was in great health, and that he also got an updated COVID-19 booster vaccination, which a lot of MAGA is having to contend with. Because these are very anti-vax individuals. I wonder how RFK Jr., for example, feels about this, but also just the general, you know, MAGA, very strong MAGA supporters. The summary is Donald J. Trump remains in exceptional health, exhibiting strong cardiovascular, pulmonary, neurological, and physical performance. And his EKG was found to be approximately 14 years younger than his chronological age. Excuse me. You can let me know how much of this you believe in the comments down below. Again, I don't like being a person who says when we hear from, you know, doctors or the DOJ or the FBI, experts in whatever field, that they're lying. This administration is fundamentally different. Obviously, Donald Trump, this like very narcissistic figure who is surrounded by yes men and women, people who say, yes, what else can I do for you? And he is flooding the executive branch with loyalists. And if you don't suck up to Donald Trump, you lose your job. So I think it's pretty reasonable to say the physician to the president, I don't know that he would have a job if he was to say, yeah, the president's not in good shape. And before we end this video off, I do have to let you know, because again, more people need to be talking about this. Representative Jasmine Crockett has launched an investigation into the administration's, what she's calling, cover-up of President Trump's failing health. Today, Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett issued a former letter to White House physician Captain Sean P. Barbella, I believe, calling for clarity and honesty regarding the health and cognitive fitness of Donald J. Trump. This is the same day that the letter I just showed you was released. So Jasmine Crockett's saying, you need to come testify, you need to talk, and we need to investigate because we think you're lying to us. So very interesting stuff. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. I will keep you updated here on this channel and on my YouTube channel. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. I love and appreciate all of you. I hope you have a great start to your week. If you're not subscribed to the Adam Mockler channel, make sure you do so. I see a lot of comments all the time. They're like, I just realized that I've been watching your content for a while, Adam or Chris or both, watching this channel, and I'm not subscribed. Make sure you subscribe down below. It goes such a long way. We love you guys a lot. Be safe. Be easy. Have a great rest of your week. Make sure you're registered to vote, and I'll see you in the next video.